Well, scabies is a nasty little mite that gets under the skin and causes unbearable itching, particularly in very small children. It's a big problem in third world countries and in remote indigenous communities. And as it turns out, it's a problem that can lead to much more serious health problems. Indigenous scientist Dr. Simone Reynolds is a medical parasitologist working to tackle scabies. She described to me how it attacks humans.
It's caused by a parasitic mite. It digs into that, so it gets into the top of your skin and it likes to dig underneath it to set up house and lay its eggs. Unfortunately, because it's so itchy, patients will scratch the skin and the introduction of opportunistic bacteria basically get in there and set up house as well. Sadly, a lot of the bacteria that we know is associated with scabies skin sores are also linked to the development of rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. Very sadly, in areas, particularly in Australia, where we know scabies is endemic, so these are in remote communities, so particularly Indigenous communities in Northern Territory, Northern Australia, of Queensland and Northern West Australia. We also know that the highest rates of rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease also occur there.
So who made the link? When was the link first made between the two?
There is a growing number of empirical studies, so scientific evidence that's being done through certain studies, but also a lot of the anecdotal evidence is coming actually from GPs and clinics, which clearly state that when patients come through with a diagnosis, a primary diagnosis of scabies, the bacteria that they usually take swabs of from those skin sores are the ones that we know from other scientific research, from others in the field, that are associated with rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. We know in regions where scabies is endemic, there's actually high rates of rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. I don't think it's coincidental.
What's the focus of your own research?
The knowledge base that I come from is by understanding the enemy, I can better defeat it. So we try to understand how the mite works, what its biology is, how it engages with human skin, how it evades the human immune system. And by understanding those mechanisms, we're hoping we can use them against the mite itself to basically design therapeutics or methods to be able to inhibit the mite from being able to set up shop and set up infection. We also hope that by stopping this gateway disease, and we see it as a gateway disease, we're also going to prevent the development of these secondary bacterial infections. So hopefully we would see a reduction in rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease, diseases that people then live with for the rest of their lives.
So how far are you down that road? Is there anything at the moment that people can use to stop scabies before it gets worse?
There are current therapeutics that are available. Unfortunately, compliance is actually the biggest issue. A lot of the therapeutics require you to apply a very thick, sticky, kind of smelly cream from head to toe, essentially. And it requires you to apply it, to leave it on for 24 hours, wash, and then reapply again. And that's because most of the creams actually don't kill the eggs. So you have to kill the adults that are alive right now, wait for them to die, wash it off, and then if any eggs have hatched, then kill those emerging nymphs, basically. Unfortunately, with a lot of these therapeutics, they're not actually suitable for everybody. So pregnant or lactating women, for children under the age of two, and the people who are suffering the most are actually children. So trying to find better therapeutics and therapeutic options for the children is really where our focus is at.
And how far are you towards developing something that maybe you could take orally that would fix it?
I'd love to say it's around the corner. Unfortunately, research, like any research, it takes time. I mean, ideally, what we would love to see is a therapeutic that's easy to apply, that pharmaceutical agencies are actually interested in being able to make, because they probably won't make a profit from it. It's quick to apply, it's a single dose, and it kills the eggs, and it's suitable particularly for children, but for pregnant and lactating women, and for the elderly as well, because that can also be an issue. Immunocompromised or underweight elderly people, usually a lot of therapeutics for them aren't suitable either.
Is the government putting funding towards this?
There is some funding. It'd always be nice if they had more. Unfortunately, I guess probably the biggest issue, aside from trying to attract funding, is trying to attract researchers to a disease that most people may only have a passing interaction with, so either through their work or through travelling. It may not be a disease that they've actually come across themselves personally, and trying to get people interested in a disease that may not affect them personally is sometimes the biggest challenge.
Huge challenges ahead, but what does success look like for you? What would you be happy if you achieved?
I'd love to see a therapeutic that's particularly suitable for children. I'd love to see something that's actually available very cheaply and available across the world, essentially, because this is a global disease. It's actually not just it doesn't discriminate against race, religion, creed or gender, and it's certainly not discriminatory with regards to which country. It's particularly a disease that's affecting people in crowding, low socioeconomic living conditions. So a therapeutic that is able to reach all those people, that would be success.
Dr. Simone Reynolds from QIMR Berghofer, where she researches scabies. And Simone is an Aboriginal woman. She's descended from the Kalkadoon tribe of North Queensland.